VOA.
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 On V Radio.
Hello V-Listeners, Aryono Arifin kembali dalam VOA on V-Radio Celebrity Update. Dalam film terbarunya, aktor Pierce Brosnan memerankan seorang mantan pembawa acara televisi yang karirnya hancur berantakan akibat sebuah skandal. Kisah yang diangkat dari sebuah novel dengan judul yang sama, A Long Way Down.
This is a story by Nick Hornby. Nick Hornby is a beloved writer, as we all know. He wrote this wonderful story about these four kind of fractured characters who meet on top of a building on a certain night to commit suicide, to take their lives.
Jadi, walau kisah yang ditulis oleh Nick Hornby ini sekilas nampak muram, namun sebenarnya film ini lebih mengandung unsur kemanusiaan. So actually, it's more about humanity.
It is a humanity-filled movie. It has lots of laughs, and it's about the resilience of these people's lives. These people come to save each other's kind of destinies in some respects. But it's not a downer of a movie. It's a very uplifting movie about hope and friendship and community. You know, Toni Collette, Imogen Poots, Aaron Paul. Magnificent actors, so we became a very strong quartet.
Dalam sejumlah filmnya akhir-akhir ini, Pierce Brosnan nampak meninggalkan jauh peran jagoannya sebagai agen rahasia James Bond dan menikmati peran sederhana seperti yang ia lakukan dalam film ini bersama Toni Collette, Imogen Poots, dan Aaron Paul.
Yep, Martin Sharp, as you said, play this kind of narcissistic, self-indulgent man whose career has fallen apart. He has sex with an underage young woman. She looked 26, and his life just falls apart.
Wow, lalu selain karir dan perkawinannya yang hancur, karakter yang diperankan oleh Pierce kehilangan apa lagi?
Loses his children, everything, and so his resilience is completely fractured. His vulnerability is shattered, and he decides to climb up on this winter's evening to throw himself off, and in doing so, is saved by the character of Toni Collette, who is a mother with a young man with cerebral palsy. Her life is in disarray. She sees no way out, and so the story unfolds on this roof.
Sebuah film yang walau sedikit rumit, tapi nampaknya akan berakhir dengan baik. Nah, sekarang bagaimana dengan Pierce Brosnan sendiri? Apa yang menjadi motivasi baginya untuk mempertahankan karirnya dalam dunia perfilman?
Well, I love to work. I want to work. I have to work. I have children. But more importantly, I enjoy what I do. I've been an actor all my life, and the James Bond role was a wonderful stepping stone to an international stage. So with that, I formed my own company, Irish Dreamtime, to make my own films. But what drives me is the work. It's to work with someone like Toni Collette, to be part of an ensemble.
Dan menurut aktor asal Irlandia, yang beberapa bulan lalu ini baru merayakan ulang tahunnya yang ke-61, ia merasa sangat bersyukur bahwa karirnya dapat bertahan selama ini dan akan berusaha sebisa mungkin untuk terus aktif dalam dunia perfilman.
It's all about longevity. I mean, you want to stay at the table for as long as you can. You want to have a career that is far-reaching, and hopefully at the end of the day you have maybe 3-4 jewels in your hand that you can say, I own that, I did that, and it's mine. But I love actors. I love making movies. It's just exhilarating. And I'm lucky and just nothing but gratitude that I'm still doing it.
Okay, V-Listeners, sekian informasi seputar Pierce Brosnan kali ini. Dari Washington, D.C., saya Aryono Arifin. Thank you for tuning in to VOA on V Radio.